Keep in mind that unlike normal ionic compounds, the name of the compounds which are made by polyatomic ions usually do not end in "-ide," something like chloride, but instead they end in "-ate," so something as chlorate. However, there is an exception, which is the hydroxide ion. We will see that in one of the examples. So now, how do we write the chemical formula when the chemical name is given? So first, what we do is that we first need to determine that if the compound is polyatomic or not from its name, ideally ending in 8. Then we write the symbols for both atoms, which is the cation as well as the anion, and then write the valence charge of the elements. Then we do the crossover, the valence charges, and finally we reduce it to the lowest common denominator. Now, this example which you see is calcium sulfate. Now, where do we get the clue from? We get the clue that it is a polyatomic compound because it's ending in 8 instead of "-ite." So we know that it's a polyatomic, that there is a presence of polyatomic ion in this ionic compound. So we write down calcium first, since it is a metal, and we write SO4 for sulfur, which you would obtain from a table of common polyatomic ions. Now, calcium has a charge of +2, whereas sulfate has a charge of -2. Now, when we do the crisscross, which is a crossover rule, we notice that we ended up with Ca2, SO4, and 2. So of course that we have to bring it to the lowest common denominator, which is getting rid of both of the 2s, and we ended up with the final chemical formula as CaSO4.